studio, right here, live in the studio. Cheyenne Murphy graduated recently from Mount Edgecombe as this year's salutatorian. I hope I pronounced that right. Cheyenne also won a QuestBridge National Match Scholarship. That's going to send her on a full ride to Stanford for college. To interview her this morning, Olivia Ebert's in the studio to find out what's next and what's all that about. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks, Grady, and welcome, Cheyenne. So, Cheyenne, how did Grady do on his pronunciation test?
He did good.
Cheyenne, you just came back to Bethel a couple weeks ago from Sitka, right?
Yes.
And when did you start at Mount Edgecombe?
I started a year late. I went my sophomore year.
And what was it like? Was it your first time moving away from Bethel?
It was kind of crazy. I was kind of used to it because I went to ANSEP for the summer, and then I went away from home, so I wasn't that homesick, but it kind of got worse through the years of high school.
Oh, really? What did you miss about Bethel?
Just my family and the open tundra. It's kind of claustrophobic there with the mountains.
And did you have some pretty good friends by the end?
Yeah, I have really great friends.
Yeah, later we'll have Cheyenne read parts of her salutatorian speech. Did I say that correctly?
I think so.
Okay. I think there's some nice analogies in there, too. So we'll have to come back to that. So it was hard being away from friends and family, but what kind of things did you focus on while you were at Mount Edgecombe?
At first, I kind of focused on school, but I got that over with quickly, and I joined wrestling, my first time in a sport, a high school sport. It was kind of crazy.
Did you do it the whole time you were there?
Yeah, I did it my sophomore, junior, and this year, too, I got first place at Regents.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. It sounds like you had a lot of activities there. What were some of your favorite classes?
My favorite classes? Probably my AP Gov class. That was really fun this year.
And how about some of your least favorite classes?
I don't really have least favorites.
Well,
I like them all.
Well, that's good to hear. So you got a national QuestBridge scholarship to Stanford, which is, I believe, a merit-based scholarship. And I know you're still undecided major-wise, but do you have a sense on sort of what kind of things you want to focus on? Will it be government-related or activities? What kind of activities you'll do there?
I'm not really sure. I was going to explore everything that I can and figure out what is best for me.
So I would like to hear more about what it takes to become a National QuestBridge scholar and get that big honor. You must have studied really hard and put in the hours for that.
It was kind of a surprise because my college and career guide this year, Grace, I met with her once and she was like, there's a scholarship I think you should apply for. And I hadn't heard of it before. It was the QuestBridge scholarship. And she got me hooked up with it. I started a little late, so I was like really trying to get everything done. And yeah, I just had to write a few essays, answer some small questions, and fill out information about my family and everything.
Just a few essays. You say that so casually. It wasn't too long ago. It was actually a while ago now that I applied for college. And I remember the main college essay just looming over me. And so I can't believe that you're just so casually, just a few extra essays. What did you choose to focus your essays on, or maybe your favorite one, if you want to talk about that?
I wrote my first essay, the 800-word one, about my grandma, Lucy Murphy.
And what did you write about her?
I wrote about her impact on me and how she really encouraged me to keep learning and love learning.
So how, I guess I'm not really understanding, what exactly is the match part of the scholarship? They just pick a school for you? Is that how it works?
Oh, so you start off, you apply to be a Questbridge scholar, and if you become a finalist, then you get to choose from 42 to, I think, 45 colleges. They have all different kinds. They have small liberal arts colleges, and they have bigger, more prestigious universities, and...
Yeah. And you just get your pick of everyone?
You have to select 12, or up to 12, in the order of your preference, and...
And yeah. Did you get your first choice?
I did. It was kind of crazy. So before, I hadn't originally thought of applying to any of the harder schools because I didn't think I'd get in. So I was applying to smaller schools like Claremont and Colby and Washington and Lee. And last minute, I decided to put Stanford as my first choice. Yeah.
What made you decide? You've never been, Cheyenne just told me ahead of this interview that she has never been to California. She's not maybe super lover of warm climates. I know up in the Stanford area is maybe not super hot, but I'm just so curious how, like, in all these little small schools, you're just, like, had a light bulb moment and you're like, Stanford. What made you choose?
Well, ever since I was little, I always wanted to go to, like, a really smart school. And as I got older, I didn't think that was possible, so I kind of gave up on that. But then last minute, I kind of changed of heart, and one of my friends was also applying at the time, and she's like, you should do it. And I said, okay, I'll do it.
It sounds like maybe there was some of that power of your grandmother, too, sort of like pushing you to apply. So... It sounds like you're just going to kind of cast a wide net when you first get to Stanford and explore your options, which is great. And so you have this summer, this wonderful summer between high school and college. How are you planning on spending that? And is it nice to be back in Bethel?
It is so nice to be back. I'm so happy to see my family. Got to see my grandparents. And I recently got hired at YK as a files clerk, and I'm really excited about that. I start next week, and hopefully in my off time, I'll be at fish camp helping my grandparents put away fish.
So where do you plan to live when you're at Stanford?
I'll be in the dorms.
And do you already know your roommate yet, or does that come a little bit later?
Oh, not yet. We're filling out the paperwork right now to apply for roommates and stuff.
And you had a roommate at Mount Edgecombe, too?
Yeah.
Did you have good ones there?
Yeah, my best friend became my roommate became my best friend.
That's great when it works out like that. So what are your ideal roommate qualities? What are you hoping to find at Stanford?
Somebody clean. Me and my roommate had the cleanest room at Mount Edgecombe. Somebody who doesn't like to stay up all night on their phone. Yeah.
I think I'm sensing the qualities that got you into Stanford. Okay, so you're going to be at fish camp a lot this summer. That's great. And you said that you sang at Mount Edgecombe, right? You were maybe involved in music. Was that a choir or?
My freshman year I was in choir in Bethel, and then my sophomore year I was in choir in Mount Edgecombe, and I went to Music Fest, and I sang my first solo. It was so scary.
What did you sing?
I sang Shall We Gather at the River, and one of my classmates was the accompanying pianist. Oh, I was so nervous.
And how did you feel afterwards?
It was really scary. I was really choked up, so I didn't sound that good, but there was a girl in the back, I don't know where she was from. I think she was from Juno. But she was, like, clapping and smiling for me. And she said, smile. And I got so happy.
Oh, well, I promise I won't have you sing on the radio this morning because it sounds like it might be a little scary for you. But I wish. Maybe next time. Okay, so I would love if you could actually take the time to read a little bit of your speech that you brought along. As we mentioned before, I'm with Cheyenne Murphy, who's the salutatorian for her class this year at Mount Edgecombe. And she got a full ride to Stanford on a Questbridge scholarship. And she'll be reading her speech now.
I have learned that high school is like music. You find people with all kinds of unique and special voices. When you and your classmates first meet, your voices are jumbled and it sounds like a mess. But as time passes, friendships are formed and memories are made. These sounds begin to come together and create harmonies of love and encouragement that will stick to your heart like the chorus of a catchy pop song sticks to your head.
That was so beautiful. Okay, do you have anything else to add this morning, Cheyenne?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Let me chime in. Let's ask about all those fine teachers that she wants to shout out to, because I'm positive. I'm positive there's a long list of thank yous she has. And then when she gets off air, she'll be kicking herself. And shout out to all your family, too.
You want to go for it?
Yes. Thank you so much to my favorite teacher, Mr. Davis. I was his TA this year. He was amazing. Mr. Kimber, Miss McAdams, Miss Livermore, my wrestling coach, Mr. Homeland, my history teacher, Mr. Fitz,
Mr. Something. See, Cheyenne, high school doesn't matter anymore. It's college that's next.
Oh my goodness.
No, just kidding. Just teasing.
It's called commencement for a reason. And let's commence on the rest of the day then, shall we? Thank you for that indulgence, Cheyenne. Thank you, Olivia. That's Cheyenne Murphy, recent Edgecombe graduate, salutatorian, and soon-to-be Stanford scholar.